Chapter 27. The Virtuous. With thunder and heavenly fireworks must one speak to indolate and simulate senses. But beauty's voice speaks gently. It appeals only to the most awakened souls. Gently vibrated and laughed to me today my buckler. It was beauty's holy laughing and thrilling. At you, you virtuous ones, laugh my beauty today. And thus came its voice to me. They want to be paid besides. You want to be paid besides, you virtuous ones. You want reward for virtue, and heaven for earth, and eternity for your today. And now you upbraid me for teaching that there is no reward giver, nor paymaster. And verily, I do not even teach that virtue is its own reward. Ah, this is my sorrow. Into the basis of things have reward and punishment been insinuated. And now even into the basis of your souls, you virtuous ones. But like the snout of the boar, shall my word grub up the basis of your souls. A plowshare will I be called by you. All the secrets of your heart shall be brought to light. And when you lie in the sun, grubbed up and broken, then will also your falsehood be separated from your truth. For this is your truth. You are too pure for the filth of the words. Vengeance, punishment. Recompense, retribution. You love your virtue as a mother loves her child. And when did one hear of a mother wanting to be paid for her love? It is your dearest self, your virtue. The ring's thirst is in you. To reach itself again struggles every ring and turns itself. And like the star that goes out, so is every work of your virtue. Ever is its light on its way and traveling. And when will it cease to be on its way? Thus is the light of your virtue still on its way, even when its work is done. Be it forgotten and dead, still its ray of light lives and continues to travel. That your virtue is yourself and not an outward thing, a skin or a cloak. That is the truth from the basis of your souls, you virtuous ones. Be sure enough, there are those to whom virtue means withering under the lash. And you have hearkened too much to their crying. And others are there who call virtue the slothfulness of their vices. And when once their hatred and jealousy relax the limbs, their justice becomes lively and rubs its sleepy eyes. And others are there who are drawn downwards. Their devils draw them. But the more they sink, the more ardently glows their eyes and the longing for their God. Ah! Their crying has also reached your ears, you virtuous ones. What am I not that, that is God to me in virtue? And others are there who go along heavily and creakingly, like carts taking stones downhill. They talk much of dignity and virtue. Their drag they call virtue. And others are there who are like 8-day clocks when wound up. They tick and want people to call ticking virtue. Verily in those I have mine amusement. Wherever I find such clocks, I shall wind them up with my mockery, and they shall even whir thereby. And others are proud of their modicum of righteousness, and for the sake of it do violence to all things, so that the world is drowned in their unrighteousness. Ah, how ineptly comes the word virtue out of their mouth. And when they say, I am just, it also sounds like, I am just revenged. With their virtues, they want to scratch out the eyes of their enemies, and they elevate themselves only that they may lower others. And again, there are those who sit in their swamp and speak thus from among the bulrushes. Virtue, that is to sit quietly in the swamp. We bite no one and go out of the way of him who would bite. And in all matters, we have the opinion that is given us. And again, there are those who love attitudes. And think that virtue is a sort of attitude. Their knees continually adore, and their hands are eulogies of virtue, but their heart knows not thereof. And again, there are those who regard it as a virtue to say, virtue is necessary. But after all, they believe only that policemen are necessary. And many a one who cannot see man's loftiness calls it virtue to see their baseness far too well. Thus calls he his evil eye, virtue. And some want to be edified and raised up, and call it virtue. and others want to be cast down and likewise call it virtue. And thus do almost all think that they participate in virtue, and at least everyone claims to be an authority on good and evil. But Zarathustra came not to say to all those liars and fools, "What do you know of virtue? What could you know of virtue?" But that you, my friends, might become weary of the old words which you have learned from the fools and liars, that you might become weary of the words reward, retribution, punishment, righteous vengeance, that you might become weary of saying that an action is good is because it is unselfish. Ah, my friends, that your very self be in your action, as the mother is in the child, let that be your formula of virtue. Verily, I have taken from you 100 formulas and your virtue's favorite playthings, and now you upbraid me as children upbraid. They played by the sea, then came there a wave and swept their playthings into the deep, and now do they cry. But the same wave shall bring them new playthings and spread before them new speckled shells. Thus will they be comforted, and like them shall you also, my friends, have your comforting and new speckled shells. Thus spoke Zarathustra.